Bouncing Back: How to Cope with Job Loss and Regain Momentum by Nargis Yaqub. Are you feeling lost and unsure of your direction after experiencing job loss? You are not alone. The emotional toll, financial strain, and uncertainty that follow the loss of a job can leave you feeling lost and overwhelmed. I have experienced job loss personally, so I have gone through the different emotions and feelings of despair and uncertainty. As tough as it was at that time, when I look back, I am grateful for all that I learned because of that experience. The best lesson it taught me was that it is essential to remember that setbacks and change are an inevitable part of life, and with the right mindset and action plan, you can turn this challenging period into an opportunity for growth and reinvention. In this article, we will explore practical strategies for coping with job loss and regaining momentum. From taking time to process your emotions, to developing a growth mindset and expanding your skill set, we will cover actionable steps you can take to move forward with confidence and determination. So, let's dive in and start building the foundation for your comeback. Acknowledge and embrace your emotions. When facing job loss, it is crucial to acknowledge and process your emotions. Allow yourself to grieve the loss, as it is entirely normal to feel a mix of sadness, anger, fear and anxiety. I felt a huge void after I lost my job, because I had built a comfort zone, like a second home, at my workplace. During this time, I found it helpful to reach out to friends, family, and support groups, to talk about how I was feeling. By expressing your emotions, you can release the burden and clear your mind to focus on the next steps. This first step is the key to bouncing back into a new chapter of your life. Do not suppress or bury your emotions, as it can take a toll on your mental health in future. Assess your situation. After giving yourself time and space to heal emotionally, it is time to assess your situation objectively. Evaluate your financial resources, consider any severance packages or unemployment benefits available, and create a budget to manage your expenses effectively. If you live in Canada and have been paying employment insurance, AE, premiums, make sure you apply for AE as soon as possible, even if you receive the severance package from your employer. This way, your claim can be assessed and your benefits can commence as soon as you are eligible. Having a clear idea of your financial position alleviates immediate worries and helps you to plan for the future strategically. Expand your knowledge and skills. Job loss provides an opportunity to reassess your professional goals and rediscover your passions and skills. Reflect on your previous experiences, strengths, and interests. What aspects of your past roles did you enjoy the most? What skills do you excel at? Use this time to explore potential career paths or consider pivoting to a new industry or role that aligns with your passions. Invest in your personal and professional development during this transitional phase. Consider taking online courses, attending workshops, or joining industry-related events to upgrade your skills and broaden your knowledge. Expanding your skill set not only increases your marketability but also boosts your confidence and opens doors to new opportunities. I took advantage of workshops offered at Seneca College and local libraries. I found them very helpful in boosting my confidence and motivating me to stay optimistic. Not sure how to start? Take a look at the article titled, How to Build Your Career Plan in 4 Easy Steps on happysimplelife.ca. Leverage your network. Your professional network can be a lifeline during this challenging time. Reach out to former colleagues, mentors, and friends who can provide support, guidance, or even job leads. Attend networking events, both in person and online, to expand your connections and tap into the hidden job market. Cultivate genuine relationships and be open to offering assistance to others as well. Networking can often lead to unforeseen opportunities and provide the emotional support you need. If you are a member of a professional organization, take advantage of their networking events. For example, I continued to attend seminars and networking sessions at the National Payroll Institute to keep myself up to date with my industry. These events also gave me the chance to meet people, which opened doors to new opportunities. I actually got a few short-term contracts through the people I met. Intimidated about networking? Read, How to Become a Networking Champion. Refine your resume and online presence. Update your resume and tailor it to highlight your most relevant skills and achievements. Ensure that your online presence, including LinkedIn and other professional platforms, is up to date and reflects your current goals and aspirations. Utilize keywords and industry-specific terminology to enhance your visibility to potential employers. For each job application, create a compelling and personalized cover letter that showcases your enthusiasm, qualifications, and understanding of the company. Tailor each letter to the specific job requirements and demonstrate how your skills and experiences align with their needs. A well-crafted cover letter can significantly increase your chances of getting noticed and securing interviews. If you have not updated your resume in a long time and need help with it, look up employment services in your area. For example, if you live in Ontario, you can visit 211ontario.ca and navigate to job search support, training. I have utilized these free services and found them very beneficial. Prepare for interviews. When the opportunity for an interview arises, thorough preparation is essential. Research the company extensively, familiarize yourself with their mission, values, and recent news. Anticipate common interview questions and practice your responses. Highlight your transferable skills and demonstrate how your past experiences make you an ideal fit for the role. Additionally, prepare questions to ask the interviewer, showing your interest and engagement in the position and the company. Remember that you get one chance to make a first impression, so make it meaningful and memorable. Whether your interview is in person or virtually, take the time to look professional and presentable. For virtual interviews, make sure your background looks professional and your audiovisual equipment works properly. Employment services agencies can also help you with preparing for interviews. If you are feeling nervous, I highly recommend making use of these services. Consider freelancing or entrepreneurship. If the job market seems challenging, consider freelancing or starting your own business. Assess your skills and expertise to identify services you can offer independently or entrepreneurial ideas you can pursue. Freelancing allows you to gain valuable experience, expand your network, and generate income while searching for a permanent role. Entrepreneurship offers the opportunity to shape your own career path and build something meaningful from scratch. You can also consider jobs in the gig economy such as Uber, Instacart, DoorDash, etc. Freelancing is great if you want to work flexible hours and manage yourself. Seek support from career services and professional coaches. Career services offered by educational institutions, community organizations, or specialized job search agencies can provide valuable resources and guidance during your job search. They can offer resume reviews, interview preparation, and connections to employers. Alternatively, hiring a professional career coach can provide personalized support and guidance tailored to your specific goals and challenges. One of the best things I like about employment services organizations is the opportunity to meet with other people in similar situations. You can build great friendships and connections that usually last a long time. Many of the career coaches I met had reached those positions after experiencing job loss themselves, so they were very empathetic and compassionate. Their support and encouragement kept me motivated and boosted my confidence. Embrace volunteering and side projects. Engaging in volunteering or side projects can be a win-win situation. It allows you to contribute to causes you care about while simultaneously building new skills and expanding your network. Volunteer work can also bridge gaps in your employment history and demonstrate your commitment to personal and professional growth. This is also a good opportunity to spend time and strengthen bonds with your loved ones. Losing my job was disheartening, but amidst the adversity, I found a deeply rewarding experience in becoming a caregiver for a family member who was fighting a terminal illness. It gave me the opportunity to provide support and assistance, whether it was helping with daily tasks, medical appointments, or simply being present during difficult moments. The caregiving experience revealed my capacity for patience, resilience, selflessness, and taught me invaluable life lessons. It showed me that even in the face of adversity, care and compassion have the power to bring solace and fulfillment. When I started getting back into the job market and going for interviews, at first I was afraid that my long break away from work would affect me negatively. However, when I explained that I was not working because of caregiving, it actually made more of a positive impact and I ended up with my current job. Stay engaged and stay informed. Embrace the concept of resilience and adaptability as you navigate this journey. Be open to new possibilities and willing to step outside your comfort zone. Learn from past experiences, adjust your strategies as needed, and embrace change as an opportunity for transformation. Keep up with industry trends, news, and advancements to stay relevant and informed. Subscribe to relevant newsletters, follow thought leaders on social media, and join industry-specific forums or professional associations. This not only demonstrates your passion for the field but also keeps you abreast of potential opportunities and developments. The last thing you want is to be clueless about your industry's trends during an interview. You could also become a regular contributor in forums on professional platforms such as LinkedIn. Remember that one of the best ways to retain and grow your knowledge is to share it with other people. Practice self-care. Last but not the least, job loss can take a toll on your mental and physical well-being, so it is crucial to prioritize self-care during this period. Engage in activities that bring you joy and help you relax, such as exercising, practicing mindfulness or meditation, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing hobbies. Taking care of yourself not only helps maintain your resilience but also enables you to present yourself confidently during interviews. Maintaining a positive mindset is key to bouncing back from job loss. Celebrate small victories along the way, such as completing a course, receiving positive feedback, or securing an interview. Recognize that setbacks are part of the journey and use them as opportunities for learning and growth. Surround yourself with positive influences, like supportive friends, inspiring books, or motivational podcasts, to stay motivated and focused. I found solace in maintaining an exercise routine, reading, doing puzzles, and practicing mindfulness. These can also help you start conversations with people during networking events and interviews. People love hearing stories, so the more you do, the more interesting your stories become, which elevates your chances of being remembered for potential career opportunities. Conclusion. It is normal to feel overwhelmed after losing a job. However, the best way to move forward in life is to stay positive and take action. With the right attitude and approach, you can turn this challenging situation into an opportunity for growth and success. Taking the time to reflect, analyze your strengths, and reassess your goals can help you regain momentum and get back on track. With an open mind, updated skills, and a supportive network, you can bounce back from job loss and start achieving your goals. Have you experienced job loss? How did you bounce back? Share your ideas and uplift those who are going through this challenging time.